From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The economy showing signs of turning a corner. The Labor Department reports today that employers cut 36,000 jobs last month, far fewer than predicted. As Hugh Johnson, chief economist of Johnson Illington Advisors, notes, the unemployment rate remains steady.
The unemployment rate stayed at 9.7. Most of us had been expecting an increase to 9.8, maybe as high as 9.9. So that's good news.
But these numbers don't include people who have stopped looking for jobs or can only find part-time work. Factor these and the jobless rate is closer to 17%. The Obama administration may force the self-confessed 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four co-defendants to be tried in a military rather than a civilian court. Sources tell NPR the White House is close to making a decision. The Justice Department announced last year that it would try the suspects in federal court in New York. That decision triggered heavy Republican and Democratic criticism. In the country's ongoing effort to avert another 9/11 terrorist attack, the government's installing advanced body scanning equipment at 11 more airports across the country. NPR's Brian Naylor tells us the first machines are going in at two of the country's largest airports, Boston's Logan and Chicago's O'Hare.
The full-body scanners are aimed at detecting explosives and weapons hidden underneath a traveler's clothing. They're being installed in airports across the country. 19 already have the equipment. In a statement, Napolitano said, by accelerating the deployment of this technology, in her words, we're enhancing our capability to detect and disrupt threats of terrorism across the nation. Civil libertarians have criticized the scanners as amounting to virtual strip searches. It's not clear whether the scanners could have detected the type of explosives that a Nigerian man carried in his underwear in an alleged attempt to blow up a Detroit-bound jetliner on Christmas Day. The scanners are being funded by the stimulus bill, which included money for 150 of the machines. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Another member of Congress will not be running for re-election this year. Dan Tridle of member station WCAI has the story.
Democrat William Delahunt has represented southeastern Massachusetts, including Cape Cod and the islands of Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket, for seven terms. The 68-year-old former prosecutor says he's spent nearly four decades in public office and that it's time for a change. Friends say Delahunt has been considering leaving Congress for some time, but was talked out of it 2 years ago by his friend, the late Senator Ted Kennedy. Delahunt was among those in Massachusetts surprised by the recent election of Republican Scott Brown to Kennedy's seat. Delahunt has been pegged as a liberal for many of his votes, but also has been known to work comfortably with Republicans. For NPR News, I'm Dan Tridle in Woods Hole, Massachusetts.
The Dow is up 116 points. This is NPR News. At least six people are dead and more than a dozen injured following a tour bus crash south of Phoenix, Arizona this morning. Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ has details.
The bus was headed west on Interstate 10 when it rear-ended a pickup truck, veered off the road, and flipped over. Department of Public Safety spokesman Bart Graves says the crash happened about 25 miles south of Phoenix at 5:30 this morning.
First responders immediately converged on the scene to help those that were badly injured. There were some folks that were trapped inside the bus, so they broke some windows to get people out.
Four men and two women were killed when they were ejected from the bus. Graves says at least 15 other bus passengers were injured and taken by helicopter or ambulance to local hospitals. Graves says the bus was owned by a Los Angeles company. The trip originated in central Mexico, and the crew was scheduled to change drivers in Phoenix. Meanwhile, authorities have shut down the westbound lanes of Interstate 10 as they investigate the crash. The road is expected to be closed for hours. For NPR News, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
The parents of the suspected gunman in last night's shooting at the Pentagon reportedly warned authorities about their son. The Associated Press reports that relatives of John Patrick Bedell reported him missing in January and warned about his mental stability. Bedell opened fire on the Pentagon subway entrance and injured two officers. The gunman was shot to death. Chile is still getting powerful aftershocks nearly a week after an 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck. This while emergency crews continue to search for victims. Hundreds of people were killed in the earthquake, and much of central Chile's infrastructure is in ruins. President Michelle Bachelet has said that it could take 3 to 4 years to rebuild. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.